Matthew 5:17. It's a passage to always memorize, especially with our scriptures. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. When you read the scriptures, whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament, that's kind of the nugget of what Jesus is showing. When you read the Old Testament, you might see some things that are odd or confusing or really bizarre, but challenging. And then we come with Jesus, who's in the center of the stage in the Gospels, to show that he's not getting rid of the Old Testament. He's not getting rid of the prophets, but he's fulfilling them. So for us, that helps us understand why some things we might not understand in the Old Testament, why that is going on. Because we're not God. We don't see the big picture yet. And then I really love this quick passage in Deuteronomy, the fifth book in the Bible. Quote, "For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are just as this whole law which I am setting before you today?" One of the first things I think of is the United States of America. And why did they leave England? Because they wanted to believe in a little different way. They wanted to believe for religion. They wanted to be safe, have liberty and freedom. And then they wrote things like the Declaration, the law, the organization of what they could survive, and they had a war about it. And this is the thing that I mentioned about reading first of the Old Testament, of what God's people, the Israelites, were going through, and what we have been doing. Because think about the second passage here. "However, take care and be earnestly on your guard, not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children." To be quite honest, we have had many, many, many millions of people in our country that have not on their guard. I would say in a special way after Vatican II in the 60s, 70s, 80s, that we've had generations of people that were not on the guard of Catholicism or Christianity. To the point that in our day to day, we have only 25% of people that come to Mass. That's not to condemn everybody, that's just telling the truth and the data. So you, all of you, even our children and our young adults, when you grow in faith, never forget when you learn it. Never forget when you have fallen in love with Jesus Christ. Never forget your baptism, or the fact that you have been baptized, your first communion, your first confession, your first confirmation, your marriage. To always remember and be on guard of faith. Because that's how our Christianity or Catholicism continues. And praise God, we're around the whole world. So there are some places like Africa, South America, over in India, that are booming compared to Europe and even us. Please continue to learn and grow. And always have a big part of that with the scriptures in your personal life.